Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Gentlemen, let's get it. The Friday edition of the Rob Brown Show is on your radios, computers, laptops, Palm Pilots, beepers, and other digital devices. What up, Upstate South Carolina? How do you do? Great to be with you once again. I am Rob Brown. The pleasure is, as always, mine. The great one, Lonzo, back in the network studio in charge of button switches, levers, knobs, and all other required equipment to get us on the air. Happy Friday, Zo.
I was going to say, I have it on good authority that today just happens to be Friday.
It does. It does. So the calendar says. And so does my preparation for and excitement for the weekend. Zoe, I get to do something tomorrow that I have not gotten to do, courtesy of the pandemic, since I moved here to the great state of South Carolina. Tomorrow, Lonzo, I am going to finally take my first road trip over to the ATL. Zoe, I get to go to a Braves game tomorrow. I get to go watch the Bravos and the Phillies get it on over in Hotlanta tomorrow.
That sounds awesome. I've never been. I didn't get to go to the old stadium or the new stadium just because I don't know any baseball fans. But that
you
doesn't
do mean, now.
Well, you know, and let's face it, I'm not one either. But I still wouldn't mind going because it's cool. I mean, it's popular in the South, and I just want to see the new stadium. I hear it's really, really nice.
Hashtag Rob Brown Show Roadie. It's happening.
Last time I went to Atlanta, this is how long ago it was for the Royal Rumble.
Which was?
I want to say 18, 19 years, something like that. So it was a long time ago.
I thought you were going to do an I'm an old crack when I said I don't remember when and you said 18. I thought you were going to go with like 1895.
No. I'm not that old, but it was a long, long time ago.
I have not made it to the new stadium yet either. Truist Park, since they moved out to DeKalb County, out there into the suburbanite areas where the yuppies will be the ones who will pay more for tickets. I was a little taken aback by how much tickets cost to the Braves game. They maybe this is just back when the Braves weren't three-time consecutive back-to-back-to-back division champs. But I remember in the late 2000s, early 2010s, you could go to a Braves game and sit third baseline or sit in the outfield for $20-25 a ticket. Now they're like $30-35 to sit up in like the tippy-top nosebleeds. It's like $120 to sit on the third baseline now. But the Braves are, they're struggling right now. And speaking of, later on in the show, we're going to take a run down the NL East team by team, what has gone wrong in what was supposed to be the cream of the crop division in baseball that the top teams in the division are bumping along at 500 right now. We are going to break that down later on in the show. But I have not made it to Truist Park yet, so tomorrow will be the first time I get to pull that off, and I'm looking forward to that. It's going to be a good day over in Hotlanta. The Greenville Triumph have a match tomorrow. They take on North Carolina SC. Very much looking forward to that one as well. That's got the potential to be a very good match. And then, of course, next week, your Greenville Triumph will be back home to take on Umen in Omaha. That game will be on ESPN The Deuce. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. The Swamp Rabbits right now on a 7-game roadie. They are away for 7 consecutive, the longest road trip of the season for the Rabbits, but they get a big 4-2 win yesterday on the road down at Jacksonville. Up 2-0 at the end of the second period. They end up giving 2 back to the Icemen. It got a little questionable, a little shady there for a minute. But then 2 late goals from the Rabbits give them the full points on the road. And, of course, the Greenville Drive are underway as now a doubleheader taking place yesterday at Fluor Field after opening day on Wednesday was rained out. They get games 2 and 3 going down yesterday at Fluor Field. So we're going to break all of our local sports down coming up on the show today. Obviously, a ton of stuff to get to across the NFL, college football, MLB, NBA, etc. So with all that being said, Lonzo, let's get the show started, my man. I'll just tell you that last night I finally got around, Lonzo, to watching The Greatest Showman. You ever watch? You seen The Greatest Showman yet?
Here's what I did. I was in another room playing a game while they were in another room watching it. So I listened to it and realized how much that I was glad I didn't watch it.
Are you a musical hater?
No, it's not. Well, no, I love musicals. So watch musicals like Sound of Music, Wizard of Oz. I mean, a bunch of stuff like that when I was a kid. I'm okay with that. I mean, I don't have show tunes on my playlist, but I'm down for a good musical. I'm talking about the story-wise.
Ah, gotcha.
Yeah, the story-wise, why did there have to be supposed infidelity, even though there wasn't?
There wasn't.
But it was implied, and it caused a rift. And I learned all this from listening while being in another room and playing a game. So.
There wasn't, though. I watched it last night, and I just want to say, as I'm flipping channels, and Logan is on right now, it is unfair. It is unfair that Hugh Jackman not only gets to be that good looking, but can also sing and dance. Like, dude, leave some women for the rest of us, please. I'm pretty sure last night I obviously watched that movie with the lady friend. Like, I didn't on my own go, hey, The Greatest Showman, I'm going to watch this solo as a dude at the house. I watched it with the lady friend last night, and in watching it, came to the conclusion that she might dump me to date the movie. Like, not Hugh Jackman, just she might just leave me to date that movie as a whole. Anyway, the lunch breakdown. The three most important things going on in the world of sports today. The three things that you have to know about. Item number one, to the National Football League we go. The National Football League, as Chris Berman might say. If it comes down to it this fall, Buffalo Bills general manager Brandon Bean said, if it would give them an advantage, if it would decrease the odds that any player on his team would cost his team a playoff game, that he would cut a player who refuses to get the COVID-19 vaccination. Now, why are we bringing this up? Zoe and I have told you that for the most part, we try to avoid things that are politicky up until the point that they become in the face of an actual sports story. And I would argue that this has reached that bar. Brandon Bean said, quote, yeah, I would cut them because it would be an advantage, end quote. And if I'm being honest with you, Bean is right. Having a team that is fully vaccinated will definitely be an advantage. If you don't have multiple players that might have to sit out because they are unvaccinated and because they come in contact, a close contact with someone carrying the COVID-19 virus, it decreases the odds that you would find yourself in a position where players have to sit. And the NBA might be the illustration of that this year. Keep in mind, we found out earlier this week that at least two of the Los Angeles Lakers, one of whom is LeBron James, has refused vaccination for the COVID-19 vaccine to this point. Now, let's be very clear here. It is absolutely, entirely, and 100% LeBron James' decision whether he wants to get it or not. It is 100% entirely the decision if any NFL player wants to get the vaccine or not to.
So you believe him. You believe the guy over Buffalo. You believe him. So
yeah, I absolutely do.
If Josh Allen is not vaccinated, he's going to cut him.
It's just
a PR move. It's a bunch of crap. If your star player, and you just mentioned the star player, if a star player on your team does not take it, you are not going to cut him. It's just a bunch of noise. You're not going to do it.
I agree with that. I agree with that, so. But what I am saying is that if your fourth wide receiver or your backup offensive guard refuses the vaccination, they might get cut. I'm not saying there aren't going to be different rules for superstars. If we're being honest about life in general, there are different rules for people who are better at things than other people, especially when there are millions of dollars on the line.
So what does he get out of saying this? What does he get out of saying that? What does it do? What does it do? Are you putting pressure? Are you saying you're pretty much saying that you have to be vaccinated to work there. That's what he's saying.
He is absolutely following the NFL's desire to try to convince players to get the vaccination.
You're saying desire, so it's not a rule yet.
No, it's not a rule. Okay. NFL players, as of today, now so front office staff, it is basically being mandated that front office staff get the vaccination because they've created a situation where if you don't get it, you won't have access to players or football facilities, which is kind of a big part of the job. Yeah. They're not mandating it for players yet.
I'm very curious where the NFLPA will fall down on this if he was to cut somebody for that reason.
I think, and now this is where things get interesting when you start talking about technicalities and legalities and all that. I got $50, says Brandon Bean, would just go, that person didn't really fit in with the blocking scheme we're trying to run now. We're changing up our scheme for the playoffs.
As long as it's not Josh Allen.
Right. Again, I don't think a stud's going to get cut on his way into the playoffs, but I absolutely do believe that if there is a player who is unvaccinated, and there's a spot where having an unvaccinated player might, and again, we got to see what the 2021 COVID protocols are going to be. If we get to a spot where the NFL starts saying, if you have X percent of players who aren't vaccinated and you have a close contact, then, you know, you'll have to start disqualifying players from being on the field, then maybe that changes things up. We're going to circle back around to this discussion later on in the show, because as you can tell, there is some contention to it. Item number two on the lunch breakdown. Matt Rhule, earlier in the week, head coach of the Carolina Panthers, was on the Dan Patrick Show, and he talked a little bit about, we played the audio for you earlier in the week. He talked a little bit about Sam Darnold, a little bit about why they passed on Justin Fields, and he gave Sam Darnold a big thumbs up. Said we believe in the guy. We think that the confidence is going to be there. He's in a better situation, etc. Well, now Scott Fitterer has jumped on board as well and given Sam Darnold the old thumbs up vote of confidence. Scott Fitterer jumped on a podcast on Sirius XM earlier this week, and he had this to say about Sam Darnold.
Connect Sam Darnold to the draft. You didn't take a quarterback. People were wondering if you're gonna. That's not our business. That's your business. But you got him in your mind, and you're gonna exercise. You did exercise your option, I believe. But just connect what's in your head about Sam while you're drafting, because it all works together.
Sure. No, we went out and traded for Sam because we saw the talent on tape. You know, we think we can help him. We want him to kind of just flush what's happened. He's only 23 years old. You know, he played in the media, you know, big media market, and, you know, high round pick. Just come here, let the players down here help you out. You know, we surround them with a lot of good talent at receiver. We have the best running back in football. We're going to have a really strong offensive line, and we've added to our defense, which all of that plays together. He just doesn't have to do it by himself. He just has to be Sam and, you know, work with Joe, work with Sean Ryan, our quarterback coach, and just kind of don't try to make the big plays. Don't go outside of himself. Just kind of just play football. Play fast, play loose, and let the guys make plays with you.
That's Scott Fitterer, the GM of your Carolina Panthers, saying that all Sam Darnold has to do is work with Joe Brady, work with Sean Ryan, the quarterback's coach, play loose, play fast, and let the guys around you make plays with you. Look, Zoe, I know that at the end of the day, the GM and the head coach have to buy in on the quarterback. They have to give him the vote of confidence. They have to push forward in convincing Sam that he's the guy, convincing the Panthers he's the guy, yada, yada, yada. But I got to tell you, man, the fact that they are so vocal with their votes of confidence, the fact that they are so open with believing that Sam Darnold's the guy, I'm on board. I'm on board. I mean, I buy in. I believe that they are being genuine, and their commitment to Sam Darnold in passing on Justin Fields, which would have been the only reason that I would have been convinced that they are not convinced that Sam Darnold is the guy. The fact that they passed on Justin and the way they talk about Sam Darnold, Lonzo, I'm bought in. I'm officially bought in on the Sam Darnold regime.
Yeah, me too, and hopefully stay that way once he gets out on the field. But we talked about a couple weeks ago how he was already working out with people. I mean, he's showing that he's going to be the guy. He wants to be the guy. And if you're the team and you just traded for him, you see he's out there putting in effort already when other people are trying to get out of practicing. He's out there getting people to get some chemistry and get some continuity. You got to like what he's doing so far and the fact that they're completely behind him.
Absolutely, entirely, 100%. Finally, item number three. We'll bring that Sam Darnold discussion back up later in the show as well. Item number three, if you are a casual NASCAR viewer, if you watch it because there ain't nothing else on, ladies and gentlemen, may I make a suggestion that you absolutely watch this Sunday's race right down the road in Darlington, South Carolina. Last couple of years, really good races at Darlington. Last couple of races, 550 horsepower, high downforce chassis packages on these cars. This year, 750 horsepower, low downforce packages on the track this year. Why? Because two reasons. They want the straightaways to be faster, they want the turns to be trickier, and they want to bring back the old famous Darlington stripe, that paint down the outside of the cars, because they come out of turns on the gas too hard and swipe up against the wall. It's been missing the last couple of years. The race has been very controlled, very meticulous. They want Darlington to be loose. They want Darlington to be fast. They want Darlington to be competitive. They want there to be some bang-up smash-ups. They want the Darlington stripe back. Lonzo, I make the argument, my man, if you are a casual NASCAR viewer who checks in here and there, who checks in every now and then, this is a must-watch race. They are making these cars the cars that we all envision when we see NASCAR races in our head. It is going to be an absolute banger of a race.
You almost got me.
What do you mean almost got you?
Almost.
What do you mean almost?
Because you were talking to the casual fan, but I'm not a fan at all. So you almost got someone who's not a fan at all. The casual fan is probably going, yeah, I got to see this.
Okay.
And you know, I'm not going to be the guy to go, yeah, Rob, I'm gonna watch it now. But you do have me intrigued a little
bit.
Then you should
give it a shot. I'm not saying watch the whole race. I'm saying tune in for 100 laps. And see if it holds your attention.
100's kind of a commitment. Now
it's a 1.3-mile track, man. 100 laps doesn't take but 45 minutes to run.
Unless there's cautions. And
let me put
like
it this
that.
Way, Lonzo. If on the race on Sunday, I turn on the Xbox and I see Lonzo is online playing Skyrim, I'm going to send the message of flip over to NASCAR. I know you've got more than one TV in the man cave. Give it a shot. Well, that's all I'm saying.
Well, you're right about that. And in all honesty, I probably will be doing what I was doing last weekend. But if I'm home, I will check it out. I'm painting again Saturday and Sunday.
So. You got to stop. You got to give yourself more time, my man.
I'm helping my child out. I'm being a good dad. Stop it.
I mean, be a good dad. Get your kids into NASCAR. All right, let's take a break. When we come back here in just a minute from right now, we will get back into that Sam Darnold discussion. Have they sold you? Have Fitterer? Has Rule? Have they changed your opinion on Sam Darnold? Are you in? That's next on the Rob Brown Show. This is ESPN Upstate.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back to the Rob Brown Show on your radio. This is ESPN Upstate. I'm Rob Brown. He is Lonzo. So we asked you earlier in the week, has Matt Rule, has Scott Fitterer, have they changed your thought process on Sam Darnold? The majority of the feedback we got when the Sam Darnold trade was made not terribly long ago was that people just genuinely weren't all that excited about it. People just were like, okay, like I guess I'm in. For the most part, it didn't seem like there were a bunch of people who were super, super pumped about it. Matt Rule, Scott Fitterer, both of them have been working very, very hard to change that opinion. Here is what Matt Rule had to say earlier in the week on why he believes Sam Darnold can be great, not good, but great during his time with the Carolina Panthers. Here's Matt Rhule talking about Sam Darnold.
Well, you know, when I watched the tape of Sam playing his first 3 years, I always felt like I saw moments where he made great plays. And so, whether it was with his legs, whether it was making, you know, tight throws, whether it was making crucial throws, you know, I could tell his toughness, I could tell his competitiveness, but I always saw him in every game making those plays. And so, to me, he's just still such a young player, man. He's 23 years old. I mean, he's the age that most quarterbacks 10, 15 years ago were when they were coming out of college. And so, to have a young player with his competitiveness, with his toughness, we just feel like we can, you know, continue to coach him, continue to help him grow, and those flashes of excellence, you know, we want to turn into streaks of excellence.
So there he is saying that he has seen it on tape. He has seen on tape why Sam Darnold can be a great player. He's seen on tape, and he's a believer. Then we had the audio from Scott Fitterer, who also said that Sam Darnold needs to just do a couple of things if he wants to be great in Carolina. And it's basically work with the coaches, play loose, play fast, let the other players make plays with him.
Connect Sam Darnold to the draft. You didn't take a quarterback. People were wondering if you're gonna. That's not our business. That's your business. But you got him in your mind, and you're gonna exercise. You did exercise your option, I believe. But just connect what's in your head about Sam while you're drafting, because it all works together.
Sure. No, we went out and traded for Sam because we saw the talent on tape. You know, we think we can help him. We want him to kind of just flush what's happened. He's only 23 years old. You know, he played in the media, you know, big media market, and, you know, high round pick. Just come here. Let the players down here help you out. You know, we surround him with a lot of good talent at receiver. We have the best running back in football. We're going to have a really strong offensive line, and we've added to our defense, which all of that plays together. He just doesn't have to do it by himself. He just has to be Sam and, you know, work with Joe, work with Sean Ryan, our quarterback coach, and just kind of don't try to make the big plays. Don't go outside of himself. Just kind of just play football. Play fast, play loose, and let the guys make plays with you.
So there you go. Scott Fitterer says he is in. He believes. You know, we've talked, though, the last couple of days about ways that opinions can change. We've talked about ways that guys and football players and heck, wrestlers and GMs and coaches can change your opinion. I've talked about a few that have done that. Matt Rhule is one of them. I was not super high on the Matt Rhule hiring for the Panthers when they made it. The guy has turned my opinion around dramatically. We talked about Cameron Grimes, professional wrestler. Guy was not in, I didn't like at all, who now is one of my favorite segments of the week every week. And I think that Matt Rhule, a guy who did it for himself, who took this job with Carolina and had a lot of questions, valid questions, asked about him by the media, by fans, who is now really getting respect and love from the fans. They seem to have bought in. They seem to be on board with Matt Rhule. He is efforting to do the same thing with Sam Darnold. And I got to tell you, I don't know yet if the Panthers are going to be any good this year. I don't know where they're going to end up in the division. Will they be third like they were last year? Can they bump up and take number two from New Orleans? I don't know the answer to any of that yet. Here's what I do know. The first step, Lonzo, the first step is winning over the fans, getting them in your corner, getting them to support you, getting them to support the club, getting them to come out to buy tickets, to buy in, and decrease the criticism, which makes it a little easier to focus on what you need to do on the field to make it work. And again, I don't know where the team's going to be on the field this year, but Fitterer and Matt Rhule deserve a lot of credit, because they changed the narrative about both of their jobs, honestly, both Fitterer and Rhule, changed the fan perspective about them. And to me, they're doing a heck of a lot of work to get Carolina fans into the corner of Sam Darnold as well. A lot of them, and Mark Ryan said he was devastated that the Panthers passed on Justin Fields.
Still devastated.
No, I got to think, because Rashad Beard, who we have on every Thursday at 1 o'clock to talk Panthers from the Panther Nation podcast, remember, he was pretty upset too. I asked him yesterday, and he said, look, dude, it's been a week. I'm over it. They clearly are bought into Sam Darnold. They're clearly building the team for Sam Darnold. It is what it is. So I don't know.
Let's face it, the person we're talking about, he doesn't get over things very easily. So it's probably a year from now we'll still hear about it. My thing is, I didn't have a problem with the hiring of Matt Rhule. My question is, he's saying all the right things, but he's saying things that he has to say right now because he's trying to get fans to buy in, because fans are still going to be like, yeah, but Justin Fields was there. And if Justin Fields tears it up in Chicago and Sam Darnold has a bad year and plays like he did when he played poorly for the Jets, then there's going to be a lot of grumbling. And my biggest question is how patient is Tepper? How many years does Rhule get? I mean, does he get three? Because that's generally what you get. You get three. So if you improve this year and we find out that the Darnold trade was a good trade and it's going to pan out, which I really believe it has a shot to and hope it does, then he should be fine. But if you flounder and you stay about where you were last year, then how much patience does Tepper have?
It's a valid question. It's a valid question. And again, I think a part of that, Lonzo, I think a part of that comes from the team finding a way to all of those questions and the 3 years, or is it 5 years, or is it 6 years? All of that is tempered by fan response, right? If the fans are looking and they come into a year very happy, if they come into a year sold and you don't have a great year, if you start at 90% buy-in and you have a bad year, you end the year at 70% buy-in. But if you start at 70% buy-in and you end the year worse than you were the year before, maybe you end with 50% buy-in, and that's where questions start to get asked. That's where fans start to hold up signs outside the stadium saying, coach must go.
You know, the other thing is, he comes from Pittsburgh, and how many coaches have they hired? They don't fire coaches in Pittsburgh. Does he bring that mentality to Carolina? If he does, then he'll have plenty of time to get the thing right.
Yeah, they don't fire coaches in Pittsburgh, but let's be honest. I mean, Mike Tomlin's been there for 60 years, and it's only been the last two or three that he's given them a reason to even think about it. And on top of that, let's not forget the Steelers were 11-0 last year to start this. I love these, should Mike Tomlin get fired. Mike Tomlin took a decent team and made them 11-0. They were in the playoffs by week 11 last year.
Yeah, but Cleveland.
I know.
Yeah. That's because of the rivalry and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, Cleveland kind of made people be like, hey.
Yeah, it's one thing to get bounced in the playoffs by a good team. It's another thing to get bounced in the playoffs by your rival that you don't believe deserve to be on the field with you, right?
But they absolutely did. But yeah, a lot of the grumbling comes from that. All Mike Tomlin's ever done really is win. But what I'm saying is, Tepper comes from that. So which is it? Is he patient or is he not patient? We're going to find out if Matt Rhule doesn't bring winning with him.
It's a great point. It's an excellent point, and you're spot on. But again, I think that the level of patience can be upped, can be grown. The level of patience can be grown if the fans are bought in. And listen, there is a PR element to being a general manager. There is a PR element to being a head coach, right? I mean, there were a number of years. Sean Payton wins the Super Bowl with the Saints, and then in the next 4 years, he went, 7-9 twice? Went 9-7 a couple of times. Built a very subpar defense that cost Drew Brees and the Saints, when they were the number one, number two, number three offense in the league for a number of years. They were still 7-9, 9-7, and missing the playoffs. But Sean Payton had built up such goodwill in New Orleans that the fans were like, yeah, we understand, and we're disappointed, and we feel like we've missed some opportunities here, but Sean's still our guy. And Sean Payton and the Saints found themselves last year.
Sean Payton survived Bounty Gate. He can survive anything.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Well, the bounty. Listen, if the NFL cracks down on my head coach, that makes me support the head coach more. All right, let's just be real. The reality is Sean Payton built up so much goodwill with Saints fans in New Orleans that they rallied around the guy even when the team was struggling a little bit. There are other coaches that don't build up that goodwill with their team. Their fans don't love the coach. They may love the success, but the coach. And as soon as any lack of success shows up, as soon as any letdown shows up, the fans turn on the head coach. We've seen it time and time again in the league. I think Rhule knows that. I think Fitterer knows that. And I think both of those guys are doing a great job of owning the PR game right now to get fans to buy into them, to get fans to buy into Sam Darnold, their new starting quarterback, to get fans to buy into the team and start to build up some of that support that grows that patience level a little bit. You're going to have to be patient. You know that you got one more year of Tampa Bay and Tom Brady owning the division. You know you got one more year. If Jameis is great in New Orleans, maybe they sign him again, but he's on a one-year contract and he'll demand a lot of money that the Saints may not have available next year, in which case it's rebuild time for New Orleans, right? You got one more year until the NFC opens up for them. You got to have some patience if you're Carolina, and the head coach and the GM are doing, I think, a spectacular job of building that up. Let's take a break. We'll come back here in just a minute. I'm Rob Brown. He's Lonzo. The Rob Brown Show's on your radio. This is ESPN Upstate.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Check on the text line. The Ingles Market text line is open for you at 71307, 71307 at ESPN. Let's get it. Yes, let's get it indeed. Love it, man. Yeah, look, so people ask me why do I yell when I intro the hour? Like, why do I get hype when I intro the hour? It's called setting the tone, man. I coached basketball for a long time, and I always used to tell my teams, when I coached Little League and up through ninth grade basketball, I used to tell my teams, how you play in the first 2 minutes will determine how you play in the last 2 minutes. If you come out of the gate lethargic and slow and sloth-like, then you're going to stay that way the game. It is hard to change a tempo once you have set it, right? It's like, think about if you're playing on stage with a band. So you'll get this. If you're playing a song that's difficult, and it's being played at, let's say, 60 beats per minute, and then your drummer starts the song playing it at 80 beats per minute, you can't turn around and be like, yo, bro, slow down, because you've already set the tempo. Now you just got to rise to that tempo. We try to start every hour at 100 beats a minute because we want the whole hour to be 100 beats a minute all 3 hours during the show. That's why the first segment is always the hype segment.
You know, that's a great point. I remember my band, we always started with the same song. No matter what the set was going to be, that was the song. It was fast, and we got the energy out, got everything ready to go, and it's one that we had so tight.
Yep.
That you could tell how the set was going to go by how that song went. And you're right. You got to come out with energy.
Yeah, and if you set the tone,
if you come out in NPR, then, you know, yeah. it's not good.
If you come out of the gate and nail the first song, you're tight, the tempo's there, the rhythm's there, everybody's hitting the right chords at the right times, and you feel that. If you pull that off, then it gets very tough for you. You feel good, and once you feel good, you get into that zone. So that's why I come out yelling in the first segment, because I'm setting the tempo for the rest, for the back three quarters, if you will. At ESPN, bleep LeBron James. We didn't bring up LeBron. I didn't even talk about LeBron yet. Oh, yes, I did in the vaccination segment back in the first segment. I did, because he's unvaccinated. And I wonder if a player ends up in a spot where they cost, in the NBA specifically, they cost their team a handful of availability because they contract the Rona. What's that going to look like? And imagine if it's a stud. Imagine if the Lakers, who, by the way, got blown out by 24 last night, if the Lakers end up in the play-in game, which it's looking more and more like they might, if the Lakers end in the play-in tournament and LeBron's not available for that, and that's why the Lakers can't go back-to-back, imagine the reaction. At ESPN, were the geese in the audio you just played there, or do we need to send you reinforcements? I am worried about your safety.
If you were watching on the stream and you saw me laughing, that's why I was laughing. When you played the audio, the geese were strong. They were coming really, really strong. And I was thinking the same thing. Is that in the audio clip, or is that the geese behind Rob? And I know Rob probably didn't turn his mic off, because I heard him breathing.
Oh,
so,
no.
So I'm guessing there. that was the yeah. live geese.
Yeah, that's it. And by the way, Zoe, and for those of you on the stream, this is why you got to join the stream. We can show you stuff behind the scenes. This was from my apartment 2 days ago, Lonzo. I am showing Lonzo a picture. For those of you who can't see, the geese have moved from the lake in my backyard. A number of them have now begun to sit up on top of the apartment building that I live in. These little
bums
have
away.
Learned. They have learned my weaknesses. They have studied me. They have done their research. They have made tactical decisions to gain superiority over me. They now are up on the roof my building, looking down at me, taunting me,
Rob,
as I walk through the parking lot.
Rob, here, you know, there are a lot of hunters in the audience, a lot of bow hunters. Now, you can stealth bow hunt, and it doesn't make a lot of noise. You can be out there at night. That guy that's up on the roof right there, boom, he's gone. Then you can get rid of the evidence either by clicking it or, you know, taking it somewhere.
They know better, Zoe. I can't get on the roof of this building. It's a three-story tall building.
Yeah, but there's some good hunters out there that can teach you how to bow hunt and nail that thing from up there. He's just begging for it.
I could absolutely pop this joker, no question asked. The problem is I can't hide the body because, see, in front of where he's in a tactically sound position because on the front and back of him, the roof is sloped to where the dead goose with an arrow sticking out of him would be noticeable by everybody else.
Which is why you do it at night.
But unretrievable.
Which is why, well, no.
No, I still
can
get it down.
The
people in the building behind me can see the top of my roof, so there would be a dead goose with an arrow sticking out of it. By the way, an arrow telling you, as Mitch Hedberg would point out, exactly the direction the murder came from. Oh, we should go that way, right? There's no, this goose has gained tactical superiority over me. He honked at me yesterday as I was walking through the parking lot in a way that he was only staring me in the eyes and saying, Lonzo, don't try it, Anakin. I have the high ground. And he knew it.
All right, hunters out there, you've got some tips that you could send to Rob. There's a way to
stealth. By the way, highly illegal to murder a goose.
Well, there's a way to stealthily take care of the problem, I'm sure.
Yeah, and then the other 70 of them in my backyard, they know what happened too, and they'll know who did it.
So you're afraid of the war. Okay.
Retribution!
I gotcha.
Quick break. I'm back after this with the rest of those texts. Wrap up the first hour. The Rob Brown Show rolls on. It's ESPN Upstate. Wrapping up hour number one of the Rob Brown Show, ESPN Upstate. A few more texts that have come in at ESPN. Frank Ragnow, a.k.a. the Fractured Throat, is now the top paid center in the NFL. Yeah, you know what? He deserves to be. Anybody that keeps working with a fractured throat deserves an income bump, all right?
You're our guy forever, Frank.
Oh, Frank is Frank's the model of the show from this point forward. From this point, if I feel like I've got a little tickle in the back of my throat and I'm thinking about calling out for the day, I'm just going to remind myself of the official mascot of the Rob Brown Show, Frank Ragnow, and go, Frank Ragnow played a football game with a fractured throat. I think I can show up from work with a tickle in mind. All right? At ESPN, Rob, most Steeler fans agree Tomlin should have been gone years ago. Countless times of playing down to subpar teams, early playoff losses. Big Ben has wasted away a Hall of Fame career under an average head coach. The Steelers started 11-0 last year despite him, but the meltdown against the Browns showed that he's not a great coach. That's from Big D. D, appreciate that text, buddy. 844-GSP-ESPN. The phone lines are open. It's Friday, y'all. Let's have a party. I want to hear you guys. Come host the show with me in the second hour. Back after this on the Rob Brown Show. This, ladies and gentlemen, is ESPN Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.